Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday evening. Yes, yes, I know it's raining. It's going to be with us throughout this evening. We got thunderstorms rolling through overnight. By the way, tomorrow, nothing but thunderstorms all day and then into the afternoon and the evening. So it is a real, real good soaking. It's kind of like, it's kind of like Florida. You know, in Orlando during the summer, 2 o'clock every afternoon, it rains about 12 to 13 minutes. Every afternoon, you can set your clock by it. It's the way it is. So we got it for a couple of days. Eben Brown, a Floridian, by the way, is going to be with us at 5:35. We'll talk about how these cases are unfolding in Florida with this Ruth character, however he pronounces his last name. I don't want to spend all that much time learning it. I really don't, because I think he's a dirtbag. I think he's a despicable, vile human being who was doing his best to kill my president. I'm sorry, not on board with that. Not in any way, not any stretch of the imagination. But it will be interesting to see these two criminal tracks, one state and one federal. We'll be talking about this, I'm sure, at Politics and Pints. This is the eighth time we're doing Politics and Pints. This is, what, the third time, I think, at the down in Hopewell at the Beacon Theater? We always talked about moving it around, and we've been there a few times now. So this may be the last time we do it down in Hopewell. So if you're in that neck of the woods, I would urge you to get those tickets now. Make sure you don't miss out. WRVA.com, the only way to get the tickets. It's me. It's John Reed. Brian Kilmeade is coming back. He had so much fun doing it. And then Dana Lash is coming to town for it. So it'll be great. And we'd love to have you out there. Let me share with you, because I'm looking at some of the messages coming in. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And it is just always interesting to me to read things that were not actually said. Oh, my God, Jeff, you know, listen. Here's what I'm saying about the 10th State Senate District. There are going to be a lot of people who toss their hat into the ring. And former State Senator Amanda Chase has already tossed hers in. And what did I say? I said, well, you know, she's new to the area. And she bought this house down in Appomattox, which looks beautiful. It's a historic home, actually. But it's a district that encompasses a lot of sort of standalone places. You know, if you were making more districts, you'd probably say, all right, Hanover, you got one. Goochland, you've got one. So it's going to be an interesting race. And there are going to be a lot of people that say, hey, I like you, but you're not really from here. You know, you haven't been here all that long. That's going to be one of the things that happens. We'll see how it all plays out. People are taking that as saying, you're adopting an anyone but Chase, right? Isn't that what Mike and Cumberland? God help them. I was just saying. Poor Mike and Cumberland need some sort of medication. You're starting with your ABC, anybody but Chase. I'm simply telling you that one of the things she's going to hear as she campaigns is, hey, you're new to the district. And Mike, really, if that hurts your delicate little feelings, I would say I'm sorry, but you got to take a lap, dude. You got to rub some dirt into it, all right? I do want you to take a listen to one or two things that I've got sitting around here that we have to hear. CNN has been nonstop, incessant in their demonizing of Donald Trump. Well, you see what's happened, as all of these good upstanding leftists have told us that Donald Trump is Hitler, that he's going to be a dictator, he's going to be a despot, I mean, he's going to be all these terrible things, and it's the end of democracy. CNN is right there at the forefront. Now CNN is saying, well, it's not really our fault, cut number two.
Today, former President Donald Trump is pointing the finger at President Biden and Vice President Harris, blaming them for the apparent assassination attempt against him.
In his first interview since the incident, Trump told Fox News that, quote, their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at, before adding, they are the real threat. We're joined now by Erin Perini. She is a former press communications director for Donald Trump's 2020 campaign and a Republican strategist for Axiom Strategies. We're also joined by Tim Hogan. He is a Democratic strategist and former spokesperson for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. I wonder, Erin, you're hearing what Trump is saying here. What, questions, concerns is this raising for you?
I think ultimately everybody needs to remember that crazy doesn't know a political party or ideology. There is extreme rhetoric on both sides of the political spectrum, and everybody needs to accept a little bit of culpability and responsibility for what becomes inflamed rhetoric in this country. But to be clear, this isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. This is an American issue, and we should be treating it like that. For President Trump right now, I think that his best course of action would be to be a bit more like he was. This is really hard to believe I'm saying, after his first assassination attempt, where he was much more unifying. If people want to try and make this political, let other people do that. Be the leader the country needs at a time where this rhetoric has led to two attempts to kill Donald Trump. Everybody needs to take cooler heads. The world will not end. This country will not end and cease to exist as a democracy if Kamala Harris wins or if Donald Trump wins.
Tim, to you, President Biden addressed this at an event in Philadelphia earlier today. He talked about there being no place for political violence in America, saying we resolve our differences peacefully at the ballot box, not at the end of a gun.
Yeah, except that you're the folks who have continually inflamed people. You know what's interesting here? When there were people attacking President Trump or Steve Scalise, it's either the problem of the guns, Or it's just crazy, but it's never their side that's responsible. And in fact, they tie themselves into so many linguistic pretzels saying, oh, you know, it's actually Donald Trump is responsible for the attempts on his own life. They're the bad people. I'm sorry. Somebody's going to say it to you, so there you go. They're bad people. This is not about winning an election. Donald Trump has talked consistently about issues and policies. Was it better for you when I was president? Okay, I'm going to bring those times in. We're going to do the same things. That's the question, isn't it? It's a question I'm trying to answer every single solitary day. Am I better off today than I was 4 years ago? The answer is I am not. I am not. Have you gotten a 16% pay increase? Because if you haven't, you're actually losing money. How you doing when you go to the grocery store? Those prices working out for you, or are you thinking to yourself, man, this cost 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 times more than it did, 100% more? How about gasoline? Well, you know, gasoline could drop below $3 a gallon by Election Day. Well, that's cool. But 4 years ago on Election Day at my official gasoline station, the Wawa, the intersection of 54 and 1 in the center of the universe, Ashland, it was about $1.50. So that's what I know. How about mortgages? Well, you know, mortgage rates are going to be lower. All we're doing, we're just waiting for the Fed tomorrow. The Fed's going to cut the rates. We know they're going to do it. Is it going to be 25 basis points, 50 basis points? I don't know. And that's going to help the mortgage market. Yeah, it will. But do you remember 4 years ago? You remember when President Trump was president and you were getting mortgages at 2.5-3%, and now you're all excited about 6% or 7%. Were you better off 4 years ago or today? 4 years ago, we had peace in the Middle East. The Abraham Accords were put together by President Trump, and you know, it's the Middle East. It's peace is a relative term. Peaceful is subject to interpretation, but it was relatively peaceful. And now it's a war zone. 4 years ago, when President Trump was in office, your kids and my kids had an opportunity to go out and get a job and save money and buy a house. And they don't have those opportunities now. That doesn't have to be political, does it? That's just an observation. That's a statement of fact. And all of the violence terminology has come from the left. The MSNBCs, the CNNs, and the leading Democrats have been the ones saying that Donald Trump must be eliminated. They're not talking about how their policies are better. They're talking about eliminating Donald Trump, eliminating those who support Donald Trump. I understand what they're saying. It's 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.